So most people won't talk about this, and I don't know why. I guess, I don't know. Maybe they're scared or something. Scared of being persecuted or something. See, if you're the elect, if God has called you, you got saved, it's game on. It's game on. Once you get saved, it's a battle. The devil wants you to commit suicide or take you out or cause you to destroy yourself. But God is not a God of destruction, but a renewal. God is renewing you. God is a building spirit. Not a tear down spirit. The devil is a destroying spirit. God is a renewal and building spirit, right? Christ in you, the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit wants you to be whole. The Holy Spirit wants you to be whole. E. E is spirit. Whole in spirit. Spirit, soul, body, etc. Now, if you destroyed your body, you still, and you, let's say you get a certain age, you destroyed your body or whatever, you can still be whole in your soul and your spirit. Wholeness. The whole E spirit. E is, the letter E is spirit. Whole E. The whole pie. And so the elect saints are born in sin just like anybody else. We deserve hell just like anybody else. But we got saved by faith, by the grace of God. If you committed one sin, you're guilty of all of them, right? And so when God starts to call you out, separate you, call you out, you're not going to be perfect. Nobody's perfect down here. The only thing perfect is Christ in you and God's word. And the system is was based on a mirror image of your experience, because you needed a system that you could understand. So Jesus went to the cross for you, because if Jesus wouldn't have went to the cross, let's say Jesus created this system knowing that man would fall, he would destroy the earth. Man would have been destroyed from the get-go. So that's why it was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So you got the negative and the positive, but the night and the day, the up and the down before it even started. You know, if you look at if you listen to a football coach, somebody gets hurt in high school, junior high, he says, walk it off, walk it off. If somebody tells you to do something and you say, well, how many steps are there? Today, somebody told me how to do something. I said, I need to train you how to do this because I need you to do this for me when I'm not around. I said, how many steps? He said, 4 steps. Step it off. So in a city, you got the outskirts. You got an exit. They call the exit a slip road. So everything that you speak because you understand it, because you have a body. And so everything that you speak is related to your body. So the night and day is the male and the female. That's why they call it the yin and the yang. The yang and the yin. The Chinese didn't do that for no reason. That's why when you go to the plumbing store, you get a male and female adapter. When you go to electrical store, you get a male and female adapter. How are they going to change that? How are they going to change that verb? Verbiage? How are they going to change those words? They can't. you should have been asking the question all your life when you go to the hardware store, and you say, I need an adapter for this, and they say, is it a male or female? That should have brought up a red flag. So what is that about? What is that about? Well, I'm giving you the answer. Eve is a piece cut off, being cut back in. There has to be a connection, a union. Cut, turn, union, flow. So a piece cut off, being cut back in. And so the cut, turn, union, flow, not only does it apply to Adam and Eve, but the church and God, but it also applies to when you go to Home Depot and Lowe's and get a connector. It's the same concept. It also applies when you take a battery and break it into pieces and it's drawn back to itself. And so God had to give you a creation that's a mirror image of you. So you are a clay and a water and a blood creature with dead skin, dead fingernails. Your hair is dead skin. And so all around you is death. At night it gets dark, represents death. When you sleep, that represents dying, type and shadow. So there's death on your body. Your body has death encoded in it because your fingernails are dead. Your hair is dead. You got dead skin. What's the life? The life is in the blood. So when you look at the water flowing and you see the ocean, there's certain parts of your blood is the same makeup as ocean water. They actually did a transfusion with ocean water. Parts of the plasma. Anyway, everything in front of you is a mirror image because you can't understand anything but what you already are. This is why you need the Holy Spirit to understand deep spiritual truth. This is why you need the Holy Spirit to understand once saved, always saved. This is why you need the Holy Spirit to understand eternal security. This is why you need the Holy Spirit to understand that you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ and you can never be plucked out. You can't even pluck yourself out. Why would you want to? You won't. You wouldn't. If you go through that struggle, eventually you'll get out of that. If you're really saved, you'll eventually overcome that because it's not a work. See, the whole system doesn't want you to understand walking in the Spirit is keeping short accounts. Love and truth. It's not keeping some kind of law. Keeping the law is not walking in the Spirit because you're above the law. If you want to fulfill the law, how do you do it? You walk in love and truth. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And if you're saved, that is your heart already. I already know your heart. If you're born again, brother or sister, I already know that you have no ill towards anybody. If you do, if what happened was a root of bitterness kicked in, if you have an ill will towards anybody, the devil, yourself, the music, the TV, something, the churches, the denomination, some denomination you're in, put a root of bitterness in you to make you be mad at another believer. You're supposed to not only love the brethren, but you're supposed to love your enemy. Agape love. Doesn't mean you don't set up boundaries. Every believer in this whole world is going to have little idiosyncrasies that get on your nerves. Every human being, every marriage. This is why people change jobs and change marriages like it was like a hot potato, because they don't understand, no matter who you marry, no matter what situation, unless you marry a psychopath or a narcissist, there's going to be little things that get on your nerves. But if there's extreme situations where you gotta just get away, you know. You can usually tell if somebody's heart's right, because what will happen is when you got somebody that can't admit sin or can't admit wrong, can't say, oh yeah, laugh at themselves, yeah, I messed up, yeah, you're right. If they can't laugh at themselves and say, yeah, I messed up, and if they can't be repentant, if they can't be introspective, you better run, because that's usually a person moving towards psychopathy. If it's greediness, you better run. Greed is another one. See, whoever you yoke up with, whether it's a family, whether it's an organization, a job, or whatever, whatever you yoke up with, you have to be aware that they're trying to make a copy of them onto you. And you got to be strong enough to fight it. You can't do it, but you keep notes and you keep in prayer and you stay alert and stay awake. So they're really trying, everything around you is trying to make you bitter. Because if the devil can get a root of bitterness, then he can pull you back down into a flesh mind type of walk. Back to what I was saying, the reason we describe everything based on the human experience is because this was created for the human experience to move you towards a spiritual experience, to move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, to move you from the natural mind to the spirit mind, to move you from the old Adam to the new Adam, to move you from the old Eve to the new Eve, to move you from darkness to light, to move you from horizontal to vertical, because the horizontal plane is the horror plane. Just to be real, it's why it's called horizontal. The horizontal plane is the horizontal plane. Lay down, to lie, 666, to lie, the cube. That's why it's called a dice. It's a little dicey down here. It's dicey down here. And almost everybody that you rub shoulders with is rolling the dice. And they will cut you. They will steal from you. They will lie. They will gaslight you if you let them. And the reason you let them is because you forget that they're human. One of the narcissistic teachers online, he said, I'll teach you how to get over that butterfly feeling or something. I don't know what he said exactly. It's crazy. You know, when you meet somebody and you put them up on a pedestal, well, he said, I'll teach you how to get rid of that because that's just childish thinking. You can't put anybody on a pedestal. Hello? If you put somebody on a pedestal, that's a fake reality. They have already fell off the pedestal. You just haven't been aware of it yet. But when you start to put people on a pedestal like you want them to be Jesus, it's impossible. So you better get to know the real person before you marry them and say, oh, can I love this person? Can I love this person even knowing their junk, their stupid stuff? If you can do that, you better marry them. But if you can't, you better run. Run for the hills, because you'll be fighting. You'll be fighting each other. Because the elect are being called out. And if you're married to somebody who's not the elect, guess what? They're not being called out, so you're going two different directions.